Hey everyone, this is Sydney Shute from Victory Condition Gaming, and you're listening to the Victory Condition Gaming Podcast.
Welcome to Tiny Supers Live. This is our actual play campaign for 2019. And this is a going to be hopefully every third Wednesday in every month, and we will be playing Tiny Supers from Gallant Knight Games. If you have watched our previous Tiny Dungeon series, you kind of know some of these faces that are in front of you right now. But let me introduce myself. My name is Doug. This is Victory Condition Gaming. I'm really excited to be hosting this actual play for Alan and Gallant Knight Games. Now, if you haven't checked out Tiny Supers, I'm going to tell you that right now it's not currently available. It is planning on, it's scheduled for release later this year. And once it is available, I'll put the link in the description of this video. So then that way you can pick up a copy from DriveThruRPG. But first, let me introduce our GM, the man who is going to make this actual play campaign possible, Mr. Alan Barr from Gallant Knight Games. Alan, thanks yet again for coming on.
You're welcome. I am back.
You are. So let's talk before we introduce our players and everything. I want to say again, thank you so much for coming on and GMing this for the show. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Do you want to give folks a little bit of a rundown of what Tiny Supers is in case they didn't back it on Kickstarter or they're not aware of Tiny Supers?
Yeah, totally. Tiny Supers is the superhero genre book for our minimalist Tiny D6 rule set. It'll be out soonish. You know,
in a month or two. Nice.
I mean, it's a superhero RPG that I wrote and we funded on Kickstarter. Really rules light, really easy to learn and teach, and theoretically really easy to make characters in, although our intrepid players have put that mantra to the grindstone, as it were.
Yeah, there were a couple of us that had some issues, but we figured it out, and we're gonna be, before tonight's over, we'll have our team of superheroes all set to go. Yes, Jordan?
I don't know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are familiar with Tiny Dungeon at all, you're going to be pretty familiar with how Tiny Supers works. Are there any things, do you want to talk a little bit about this setting that we're going to be playing in? Is this something that you've created, Alan? Is this something that's going to be in the book at all? Or?
So Tiny Supers will be taking place in the Gallantverse, which is our in-house superhero setting that comes with Tiny Supers. These players will be new superheroes in the scheme of the Gallantverse, working alongside the big team Century Force Prime, which is the main superhero team. The Gallantverse is a very near future, almost science-based superhero setting. Obviously, mutants, magic, all that all still exists, but a lot of the stuff leans more towards science fiction, kind of like you would expect from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, right? Where it's a lot more science than it is anything else with Iron Man and Black Panther, things like that. So it's a very optimistic four-color superhero setting. This is not Punisher or the Dark Knight or any of that crap.
Oh, man. All right.
Which, as you know, we go through these characters, I've already started the Tiny Dungeon size of pain. Because, like, out of the gate, we were like, oh, hey, how can we break Alan already? Just been super.
We have some chat going on, and Jason says, commence the shenanigans. So we've set the bar, Alan. We don't want to disappoint the folks that are tuning in.
But we also don't want to completely crush Alan's spirit.
This is true.
We all enjoy the games that he makes. We want him to continue making games. We don't want to like drive him to complete madness.
Absolutely.
We've come close a couple times.
Oh. So yeah, so we haven't come up with a team name or anything. We're going to do that tonight. We're going to because you said we're a team alongside, you said Century Force Prime?
Correct.
Okay, so this would be like a subgroup in the Century Force Prime?
You'll be sort of their training team.
Oh, no.
We're the training wheels team.
We're like the Dark Avengers or something like that?
You're like Century Force Beta.
Yeah, okay. See, that's a perfectly acceptable name. So we're the Beta Force.
Beta Force.
2.0.
Beta Force.
I'm sure we can come up with something better than that.
Beta Max Beta Force.
That works.
Yep, that sounds like this game.
I promise I'm not actively trying to ruin everything, Alan.
No, it's all good.
That's what I'm here for.
We'll figure out a fitting name here in a little bit. Although I think the Century Force Beta is probably pretty decent. I mean, you got Prime. You got
it's workable.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what. We'll see what maybe some ideas that pop up in the chat as well. So while that chat is going on, let's introduce our players. We've met our GM, Mr. Alan Barr. Let's go right down and introduce our players for this actual play campaign. We're going to start off with Jordan Streeter, the gentleman behind Gamers Against Alzheimer's. You knew him as my twin in Tiny Dungeon. Brad. I can't remember.
Oh my god, even you are getting it mixed up.
Well, no, I really know which one. I was just trying to give Alan a hard time because Alan couldn't get it straight. Jordan, thanks for hopping on and being a part of Tiny Supers. Hey. Do you want to introduce yourself? Tell folks a little bit about who you are.
Sure thing.
Not your character, but yourself time.
Oh, then no thanks.
Before your character.
As Doug said, Jordan Streeter. I am the founder of Gamers Against Alzheimer's. We are a group just of passionate gamers trying to use our talents and our favorite hobby to help fund Alzheimer's research and raise awareness. We have a small convention that will be happening again this year called The Long Game. We had a very successful first year with that. And yeah, it's we've only been doing this for about a year, a year and a half, and it's been going very well. As Doug said, I'm on Victory Condition Gaming every once in a while, including Tiny Dungeon. Kind of surprised I've been welcome back.
No, it's good. It's good. Do you want to tell folks? I really like the fact that I think you started Gamers Against Alzheimer's because of your father.
Correct.
And he suffered from Alzheimer's and I think it's a great I always like to brag about I think that's such a great cause that you kind of took up and a great way for you to honor your dad that way. So I know you're being humble about this whole thing, but I think it's just a great thing that you're doing there with Gamers Against Alzheimer's.
Thank you very much. A lot of that has been due to your help and everybody here.
Well, I love the gaming community. The gaming community at large is they're very charitable and very what's the word I'm looking for? Generous folks. So anytime that we can kind of rally together and put this thing that we love and create even more things, even more good in the world because of it. I think everybody's on board with that. So kudos to you for starting Gamers Against Alzheimer's. Now let's talk a little bit about your player character.
My character is he's called Detective Alexander Deimos. Dissonance.
Is his identity secret or public?
I think dissonance is becoming more of a public name. His former name, Detective Deimos, he was a top-of-the-line detective on the force. His name being brought up working a case meant if you were the criminal involved, he was going to find something to take you down. All criminals were afraid of this guy being involved. While chasing down a lead, he was unfortunately involved in an explosion, which nearly destroyed him. But then he was spared by a mysterious cosmic entity that granted him the ability to use people's fears against them. For the most part, his friends, co-workers, and most of his family believe him to be dead. So now he's joined this team of other supers to try to put the abilities he's been given to good use and continue working as a detective.
Nice. Do we know what this cosmic being? Do we know who this is? Is this something that you, or do you know who this cosmic being is? Is it just?
He does not. He's not sure exactly who it was that spared him. Is a being of righteous fear.
All right. Very good. I like it. Righteous fear.
He knows what scares you.
Wow, because that's not dark.
No, it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah,
no, it's good. It's good. Yeah, no.
It's totally not dark. It's fine.
Absolutely. All right, so let's go right down. We'll introduce Mr. Josh Melville.
What?
Josh, thanks for you knew Josh from playing Oberon in our Tiny Dungeon series. He kind of transformed over you know months into a polar bear. I'm hoping maybe we see you transform into something else, you know, something super over these next few months.
I see what you did there.
Nice. Uh-huh. But Josh is a YouTuber, and I'll let him introduce himself. Josh, go take it away.
All right. Well, as Doug had announced, I am Josh. I am a YouTuber. I have a channel called Halloweenville, where I have all sorts of stuff from D&D to board games to a little bit of Halloween and beyond. And I've recently started streaming right now Magic the Gathering Arena online, and today I just finished editing the first episode of Minecraft Feed the Beast Infinity Evolved, and I am so glad to be able to come back and do Tiny Supers with you all. You all are wonderful, and I did make the promise to behave so I won't be very Oberon-esque until Halloween episode.
No more punching folks in certain places, Josh.
Correct. So I kind of went a more serious route for this character. Now, I don't have a name yet, so any suggestions would be great in the chat below. But he works as a mechanic. I'm not sure what kind of vehicles are in this setting. But during the day, he's a mechanic. He loves the technology. He loves that part of science. But beneath his shop, he has a kind of workshop where he makes all these different armaments. And when he goes out and works with the superheroes, he's known as a defender. He protects everyone and everything and makes sure everyone's on the right path. And he wears a mechanical suit, hence the pictures of gears behind me.
Nice.
So I figured I would create some sort of mech suit that I could wear. And I'll probably make that out of all cardboard.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if anybody has a name for Josh's character, please put it in the chat, and we'll consider it, and we'll kind of
power suited defender archetype. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And I have the ability of electricity, so whatever I touch, I can shock. And if there's metal conduit in the way, I can actually transfer that along multiple targets, I would assume.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
Where did you get your powers from? Did I miss that, or did you not say?
Just through technology.
Okay, okay.
And, technological sciences and things like that.
Right, okay. So you don't have the powers, you have the powered suit.
Correct.
Gotcha, okay. Just making sure that I'm following.
So we have some suggestions. James says sidewall.
Nice.
That's good. Cristiano says tranny fixer. Kent says roll cage.
I like that one.
That's fun.
That is good. That is a fun one. Procrastinate says gearhead. And then let's see here. We said ignition, gizmo. Although gizmo is a DC character, so I would probably not. I'd probably say not.
I thought gizmo was a mogwai.
That too.
I'm just saying.
some great suggestions there. I'll let you kind of mull them over, and you can. We'll get back to you before we're done player introductions.
Absolutely.
Now the third player is someone that you've seen on this channel quite a bit, and she is an awesome artist, and she has her own webcomic, Age of Night, which you can check out at ageofnight.com every week if you want to. Right after the show, it is Amanda Call. Amanda, thanks for coming on and doing Tiny Supers. We didn't scare you off, and you agreed to do this series again this year.
Takes way more than that to scare me off.
Nice. Nice. Now I will say that, Amanda, it is required that you, whatever superhero you have for this series, they have to talk very, very slowly.
Never again. That was very frustrating. That was incredibly frustrating. My character will still have a voice that's not my own voice, but nice. I'm not doing a slow Ent speak thing ever again if I can help it, because that
is
incredibly frustrating. I don't have to do anything else to introduce myself, because you did such a great job introducing me.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal your thunder. I just wanted to give you the proper introduction that Amanda Call put in her contract when she signed up to do this play.
I'm sending you contracts with an email all the time, apparently, like per advice from my legal team. That's the thing I have.
All these writers that you have, what is it, a bowl of M&Ms that you have to have in your green room before you come on?
M&Ms, Doug.
Only green ones.
Only the green M&Ms.
Only the green M&Ms.
I don't care what color M&Ms you give me. Honestly, I'm just happy to have M&Ms.
So Sarah's on the chat, and she is asking, keeping Amanda in charge of recaps. Amanda, wow, there's already demand for recaps on the series.
It would actually be very befitting of my character that I would be keeping track of the recaps. So I guess I can.
Yeah, let's introduce your character and tell folks a little bit about it.
All right, so my character's super name, super alter ego, is Sandstone, which I have to thank Alan for coming up with the name for that, because I was having a really hard time coming up with a name because I way overthink everything, and it wasn't coming to me. Doug and I were chatting back and forth for a long time, batting around a lot of really, truly terrible ideas and not getting anywhere.
I Googled, like, Egyptian, like, terms, and yeah,
some of it was not good. But that brings me into, so my character's given name is actually Eudoxia Price, or Doxy for short. She got her powers by tagging along on an archaeological dig that her parents were on in Egypt and encountering an Egyptian goddess, the goddess of justice, Ma'at, who imbued her with a minor power of toughness. So basically I get like sandstone type skin armor, which is where the name comes from.
Nice.
And so I'm actually the practiced archetype. So I got this very minor power and was told I was told by this deity that I have to pursue justice and order, and that's what I'm going to do. So I dedicated myself to becoming the best martial artist a human could be, and relying on my very small amount of power and cosmic righteousness.
I guess that leaves me to introduce my character. My character is his real name is Cameron Rodriguez. He was a government scientist who the government actually decided to experiment on, and now I have this after all these experiments that the government put me through because that they wanted me to become this secret agent. I now have the ability to turn invisible. And I also have this ability to regenerate. And I have, since I'm a scientist, I kind of have this really good memory. And since my name is Cameron, my code name for this whole process was Cameo, because I make brief appearances places and then I disappear. So that's my superhero name is Cameo. And
it could be worse.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
I kind of like it.
I do too. It actually, that's a good super name.
It's light. You guys went with like really dark stuff, so you know, not Amanda so much, I guess, but you know, I kind of
don't actually look up anything about Ma'at, and it won't seem dark. Don't read any actual Egyptian mythology, and you'll be fine. It won't be dark.
I will say, if you have watched Ant-Man and Wasp, the main villain in that movie is kind of like what I am. But I'm gonna play that as like a superhero, so I can phase, and like, and the more I use my ability, the more unstable I become. And I'm one of my things is I'm trying to find a cure for my condition, and hopefully that way I won't be invisible. And since the government made me, I kind of ran away from the government and I joined this superhero team because I wanted to use my powers for good instead of, you know, for government missions. Let's see here. Cameo cookies. Jason says, "Wow, Doug." Well, I'm glad that I'm glad that Jason's impressed with my superhero creation. Josh, have you decided on a super name?
I think I kind of like that roll cage.
I kind of like it too.
Yeah, it kind of hit right on.
It kind of reminds me of like a Transformer name.
Yeah,
that's what I like about it.
See, some people just have it with the superhero names. Now I can just picture like Kent and Alan like working in like the stereotypical Golden Age office in New York City, just throwing out superhero names. Yeah, and he's called Roll Cage, and he's kind of got a metal suit. Yeah.
Now see here, kid. So see, his name is Roll Cage, and what he does here is he's got this power, right?
Jason says, at least it's not a Wahlberg this time.
Yeah.
True. If anybody has not checked out the Tiny Super's actual play that we did during the campaign, you should go. I'll put a link. I'll put in a little annotation here, and you can click on it and watch that. That actual play will have nothing to do with this series, correct, Alan?
Other than it's the same setting.
Okay. Excellent.
So the heroes you played are the Sentry Force Prime.
Or Sentry Force Prime. Okay, and then what? There was a suggestion for our group name. Oh, Century Force. Oh, I see what it is. Not century like 100. It's century.
It's
Century,
like a guardian.
Yeah, right. No, that's fine.
Very cool. The name of the city you're in is Century, like a guardian city.
Okay. Cool. All right. Does anybody have any other questions? Do you guys want to talk about our weaknesses? We didn't really get to go over that because every superhero kind of has a weakness. I'm going to say that sound is probably my weakness. Like, so if any like loud sounds or anything, any kind of like sound waves kind of affect my superpower. And then I also have a ranged mastery. So I'm thinking I'm going to make like an energy shooting crossbow.
Ooh.
Because why not? Because crossbows are cool and they're not regular bows. They're crossbows.
Yeah.
You know? So that's kind of, you know, that's kind of my character in a nutshell. What do you guys, Amanda, what's your character's, your weakness in your weapon?
So being raised by academics and archaeologists, my weakness is a soft spot for cultural artifacts. So basically if there's any harm that may come to some kind of artifact that is culturally significant or a historic site or something, I kind of lose my shit over that.
Nice.
And
you said you're a martial artist.
Right. So my weapon specialty is unarmed combat. Nice. I'm just going to punch you in the face.
Sweet. Josh, what about you? What do you have for weakness and for weapon mastery?
For weakness, I figured corrosive liquids, you know, things like that would cause either rusting or instantaneous like breakdown of metal. And my weapon mastery is heavy melee. Because I like to get up close and personal.
Nice. Not magnets. Magnets aren't your weakness.
Magnets could be. Yeah.
I think you could.
I was trying to think outside the box.
Yeah. No. I think you know. I was just kind of giving a hard time a little bit, but yeah. No. I think that that's cool. Jordan, what's your weakness and your weapon mastery?
Since he has to let everyone presume that Alexander Deimos is dead, my character's weakness is his family can easily be used to manipulate him, essentially. Yeah, hint, hint, wink, wink, but or something. Very few family members know that he's alive. And his weapon mastery is light melee, and he carries around a pair of tonfas for quick strikes. Good defensive and offensive weaponry.
Nice. Very cool. Alan, do you have any input that you would like to?
No, I mean, this is all great. So our first session is going to sort of deal with each of you separately and then bring you all together as a group. So that'll be the first session. Will be sort of the group origin. And then we'll get into the campaign, which should be pretty slick. I've got some little bit of shades of cosmic superheroes in there, a little bit of street level, a lot of the superhero team genre. So this should be a lot of fun. There's one point where you guys probably go to space, you know, stuff like that.
Space.
Now, I will tell folks that one of the ideas that we have for this series is maybe not every episode, but I think after our first episode, so maybe our March episode, we're going to try to bring in maybe a guest superhero for a session. So they might we might encounter, you know, somebody that is going to join us for that one episode. And usually it's going to be somebody that either is a game designer or a podcast host or somebody that we know and we appreciate their work and whatnot. I did make the comment when we did our year in review video and our preview video that maybe 1 month, even my mom would be a guest. And we will do that 1 month this year as long as I hit 2,000 subscribers. If I hit 2,000 subscribers, my mom will come on and play in an episode of Tiny Supers on this campaign.
Smash the subscribe button, folks. Doug's mom is going to play with us.
She's never played an RPG in her life. I had to kind of explain to her. She doesn't even really get what my parents don't get what I do in general. So to approach her with this concept was very painful for me. But she agreed to do it. And the thing that I love about my mom is she, like, the first thing that she asked was, do I have to dress up? And I said, no, mom, you don't have to dress up. I mean, sometimes I'm ridiculous and I put a costume on, or sometimes, you know, people come on and they dress up. I said, but it's not necessary. You don't have to dress up. She goes, oh, no, I want to dress up.
Nice.
So I think if we can give her enough advance notice, I think she would definitely dress up and actually come on. And I think it'll be great.
How many subscribers do you have?
I have just a little under 1,600 right now.
So we just need to make 400 sock puppets accounts and then just.
Oh, that's a lot of sock puppet accounts.
I'm sure there's a service in China or something I can hire to do it.
Possibly.
Like $1 an account? How hard can that be? Oh, wait, I'm the GM. I am not on board with this, actually. I retract all statements. What if we have a flashback episode where Doug's mom tells embarrassing stories about Doug?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I can look into the campaign, and then we'll publicize it in adventure form.
Oh, man. I'm really...
It'd be like a Muppet Babies episode. It's Tiny, Tiny Supers.
Oh, I have ideas now.
Oh, no. Great. Yeah, no. I was really kind of hoping that she'd be like, no, I don't really want to do that. But, hey, you know what? That's fine. I don't mind, and my mom's a good sport. We just have to. She says, you'll have to tell me what I need to do. And I'm like, of course, my typical mom, you know, it's like, okay, I'll. But, you know, I think once she gets the hang of it, she'll really get into it, because that's the type of lady that she is. She's a lot like, I'm a lot like her, and I get a lot of my outgoing personality from how she is. So I think it will be fun if we can make it happen. If you'd like to see it happen, hit the subscribe button, and hopefully by mid-year or like towards the end of the year, we'll be able to have her on for a special episode.
If Doug's mom makes it on, I will release a free Tiny Supers adventure.
We're gonna sweeten the pot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
What's that on?
And I know I'm going to regret being excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's a thing, folks. All right. Alan, is there anything else you'd like to
I think I got everything I want now out of this.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm just researching paid ads and sock puppet accounts.
Oh, no. Even Jason's on here. Google's how to make sock puppet accounts.
I could mobilize the entire Gallant fan base. What if I send out an email?
Oh, send out an email.
Hit our mailing list and be like, yo.
Do it.
No, man.
If we get 2,500, can we have a bonus session with your mom where it's just a Q&A with me and her? Oh, I have a list of questions I've already written now.
Oh, geez.
Oh, great.
If we get 2,500, I will come out there and we will play Tiny Supers in person.
Oh, at a convention?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. That sounds great. So 2,000 subscribers, my mom comes on for an episode, 2,500 subscribers, Alan comes out, and we do this live.
Yeah.
Which nice. We're doing it live anyway, but we'll do it but live
all,
in person.
All in the same space.
Right.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got.
That's all I got for you folks, too. Thank you so much for tuning into our episode zero. Make sure to hit the subscribe button. And maybe my mom can come on and embarrass me because that's what she does when we're out in public.
I've already got an idea for a hero for her now.
Great. All right, folks, thank you so much for tuning in to our episode zero. Make sure to tune in on the third Wednesday of every month as we play Tiny Supers in 2019. This has been Victory Condition Gaming because winning shouldn't be the only victory condition when you get to the table. We'll see you next month. Bye now.